This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, WGN talk show host and a financial journalist and CEO of Best Money Moves, a financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and partner of the Alpha Wealth Group based in Oak Brook Terrace.
So each week on This Week in Wealth, we're going to talk to you about the business news that matters to you. We're going to answer questions you may have about your money, retirement planning, investment, retirement income, that's today's topic, tax, estate planning, investments, and pretty much solve all the world's problems, right, Tom? At least when it comes to money.
We'll stick to the money portion of that, but of problems. But you know, you bring up a good point. There's just so many things that we have to deal with, and I sometimes call it the noise we have to deal with, and it's unfortunate that we have to. But, you know, this is important stuff we're going to cover today.
Yeah, we are. Hey, here's how you find us. There's a phone number you can dial, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855, and someone from Tom's group, either Tom or one of the other planners, will get back in touch with you. But please leave us your feedback and any questions or comments that you have about the show. So let's dig in. Tom, so in Forbes magazine, the author of this story that I saw this week makes an interesting point. Everybody has a really different perspective when it comes to not only how much money you need in retirement, but how much an amount will actually buy you in terms of retirement comfort or retirement things. And I was thinking a lot about this week because mm-hmm. I was in D.C. over the weekend and I was with my uncle, who's turning 87, and he's thinking about making a move from Virginia down to Florida where the rest of the extended family lives. And we were talking about what it was going to cost him. And it made me realize that one retiree could say, I've got $250,000 in a nest egg. I'm totally fine. And another one might have $2.5 million, but be freaked out that they're going to run out of money mm-hmm. in just a few years. And I thought, this is such a great topic to talk mm-hmm. about today because money seems so fungible, but how do you help your clients understand how much you need? I mean, what are those conversations like?
Well, you know, it's so important when we talk about, I'll just put the blanket or cover this with, this. It's all about having an income plan and understanding. Yeah, the first step in the process is understanding what you need, but income planning is so critical. Because how do you replace the paychecks? How do you have the money flowing in every month that you need to continue the lifestyle you're accustomed to? So it's really about having an income plan. And so when I ask individuals, I get this question all the time, Elise, you know, how do I create income in retirement? How does this work? Now, you brought up some numbers, $250,000 or $2.5 million. And obviously, everybody's situation is unique. But, you know, we want to discern between assets and an income, right? We hear about what's your number, getting to a number. Can I get to $1 million? Can I get to $2 million? And keep in mind, while that's a laudable goal, getting those assets, it's technically not an income, right? So there's no guaranteed amount of income. When we talk about income, and I will define it, it's lifetime income, guaranteed sustainable income, Social Security, pensions. Sometimes you can use annuities to give you lifetime income. This, again, is income. Regardless of what happens in the market, you have income coming in. And so really what you want to do, and there's so much uncertainty, this is one thing where we certainly want to try to minimize some of the uncertainty. Creating an income plan so you know every month, every week, these paychecks are coming in again, regardless of the number, regardless of the investments. So getting a plan in place, and I spoke about this with you earlier, Lisa, we'll offer this income planning packet and the tools to get there. So the starting point in this process is, number one, what do you need? That's why I talk about financial organization. Sitting down, you know, a budget worksheet may seem simple, but I have people walk through that and they realize it's like when you have a diet, right? You're going to be on a diet. You start tracking your numbers. Sometimes you're
killing
very surprised,
me. I'm sitting
right?
here thinking about everything I ate this morning.
You got to be organized. It's even with anything, right? Any goal in life. So kind of explain this in a little more detail about having an income plan. So step one is sitting down and completing a budget worksheet. understanding what you need. You may be totally shocked. You're probably going to uncover things you were totally unaware of. But, you know, the Employee Benefit Research Institute says that almost half the people simply guess at what they need. So start there. Now that you know, you have an idea of what you need, you're providing clarity to your plan, then start to figure out, okay, what income do I have coming in? You may be surprised there too. What's your Social Security benefit? What's your pension benefit? And so on. Now you're starting to create an income plan. And so this is really the process you need to go through to know where you stand.
All right. So that's actually super interesting, because most people are going to get some sort of Social Security, but it's generally just a fraction of the, you know, the amount that you're going to need every year in retirement. But a lot of people will have put away a substantial amount of money in their 401k. So I'm a good example of that, right? I've always maxed out my 401k, and my husband and I have, you know, savings, as you would expect, somebody who runs a company called Best Money Moves. You know, substantial savings outside of it, but those are assets, right? It's cash in the bank, or it's stocks and bonds, or whatever we have. But we don't have, on top of Social Security, we don't actually have pensions. And so, although I think I may have like a $300 a year pension from my years at WGN-TV. So let's set that aside, because we know what that's going to pay for. One steak dinner, maybe.
There you go.
So, you know, as you're talking about how you turn assets into income, how do you think about that? Because, like, for example, my uncle, who I was just talking about, he was sharing with me how he's made a point over the years of taking some of his stocks and bonds and turning it into stocks that actually provide really substantial dividends. And so he counts the dividends that he gets monthly or quarterly or annually as being his annual income.
Well, certainly dividends, interest, those are considered income. I mean, they're taxable income to you. So, you know, again, depending on your situation, I would say, you mentioned Social Security. First of all, find out what your benefit is. You may be surprised, between you and your spouse, you may have $60,000, $65,000 of income coming in. That's a part of the income stream. And so pensions, yeah, you mentioned some people have them, very few do. That's something you want to understand. And then the gap, I call sometimes that income gap, which now you're talking about with your uncle pulling money off. Do I want to start pulling money off my investments? Certainly that's income, but, you know, as much as you can minimize your reliance on your investments, because even dividends, I mean, AT&T is cutting their dividend in half. Dividends technically are not guaranteed. You can make that part of your income plan, but I'll make a general comment. The less you have to rely on your investments for income, the more sustainable your income plan is going to be, you know, because you're having, again, the income coming in. You may even want to consider annuities. There's a lot of information on it back and forth. We hear it constantly, good and bad. But, you know, they do provide a guaranteed lifetime income stream. So maybe that's another part of the plan. This is your income plan.
Well, let's take a short break. And when we come back, I want to dig in a little bit more about how you're actually taking your 401k, because we've got our required minimum distributions that have started up again. And I know that people can get confused about that. So let's talk about that when we get back, and a little bit more about how you should actually view the income that you have and maybe apportion it. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. You can find us at 630-934-1855, where you look forward to your feedback, your comments, whatever it is you want to say. And of course, Tom will be happy to answer any questions that you have. I'm Elise Glink. I'm CEO of Best Money Moves. I'm here with Tom Fortino. He's co-founder of Alpha Wealth Group. And we're talking about money, specifically this week, your money in retirement. So Tom, before the break, we were talking about this idea of creating income out of your assets. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of confusion around the idea that I have a 401k, required minimum distributions are now kicking back on. Last year we got a break because of COVID. And, you know, the idea that you might take a portion, you know, your required minimum distribution, would you consider that to be income or an income stream?
Well, because it's a required minimum distribution, you can count that as income. I mean, first of all, you have to pay the income tax, but, you know, that could be part of your plan. I would just say, in general, when you're pulling money off of your investments, if your investments are going to supplement your income and you're relying on those, first of all, you want to have the investment set up properly, where I always say consistency of returns is the goal. You don't ever want to be pulling money out of a trough, right? You're down 20% and now you're going to pull out 10%. That's pretty tough.
Yeah.
So when you set up your investments, again, set them up, for, as I said, as low a volatility as possible. But when you pull money off, again, understand the percentage you have to pull off. Some of it might be dividend in interest, as you were talking about. Some of it may be part of the growth. Look, if the value of the account grows and you by 10% and you pull off 4, you know, that's how you can set it up on a monthly basis out of your investments. That's really how you're going to do it. It's typically going to be part of the growth and part of the income that you're going to use to supplement your income. And it can be set up, you know, as I said, as a systematic contribution. A systematic distribution, right? We're doing withdrawals right now. But we just, again, have to be conscious of, again, I get back to having an income plan. Please design one. I think I said I'd offer this income planning packet. It has the tools in there because we're obviously limited, at least to this time today. That's why I offer these reports. It includes the budget worksheet where you can get started on understanding what you need. It includes the ideas on creating income and the different ways to create income, as well as tax-free ideas, which I know that's a whole nother discussion. But that's available to anyone who wants that. We'll get it out to them. There's no cost or obligation. But this is a way to have the tools to start to create an income plan. And so anyone that wants that, they can give us a call at that same number, 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. We'll get it out to you, and you can start to put an income plan in place.
So one of the things that we hear a lot about 401ks, and I know over this, you know, next year we'll talk a lot about this, but the idea that you can withdraw 4% forever and never run out of money. It mm-hmm. used to be 5% when we actually had interest rates for savings above, mm-hmm. I don't know, nothing, and maybe even negative. But now we're at a place where you're hearing 4%. But I also have started to hear people say, listen, to be really safe, don't withdraw more than 3%. So talk about the difference between what your required minimum distribution would be from a 401k versus this whole idea of 4%, 3% so you don't run out of money.
Well, the first year, your required minimum distribution, that's at 70. The first year you have to take out required distributions, it's roughly 4%. And it goes up from there every year. So your minimum distribution, keep in mind, you have to take the money, required distribution. If you don't, it's a 50% penalty. But when you pull the money out, you can choose to use it. You can reinvest it. I just want people to understand they don't necessarily have to spend it, but you have to pay tax on it unless it's in a Roth, which that's a whole nother discussion, a Roth 401k, and where there's no tax on it. But yeah, it's a minimum of 4%. And as I said, it goes up as you age. So,
and it's not as much money as people think, right? On $1 million, 4% is what, 40 grand?
That's 40 grand, right.
And, I mean, it's not, if you've got $1 million in savings, you're probably spending more than $40,000 a year, I would think. I mean, you have to work hard these days to spend less than that.
Well, you know, it comes back again, at least to these things we've already covered. Number one, know what you need. Figure out your numbers. It's like we said, just like anything in life, whether it's you're doing you're training or for something, you're dieting, you need to track and understand what you need. That's part of it. And the second step in this process is, what do I actually have coming in for income? That gap that you need, you're going to pull a supplement with your investments. And so providing clarity, this is so important. What do you need to pull off? The other couple points I'll make on that, at least, is two things to keep in mind. Every penny you pull out of your 401k or IRA is taxable at whatever the tax rate is. And let's not forget, you just mentioned your 87-year-old uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Longevity. What about longevity risk? Right.
Yeah, I'm really, actually, he was saying to me, he's hoping, he's going to such a really cool place in Florida. He's like, God, I hope maybe I'll have like another 15 years. Like, sure. We hope you have 15 healthy years.
There you go. And it's so common now. And I mean, that's a great thing. God bless him. But again, you know, he's looking at income, and we're seeing where 2, 3, 4 decades where we need to create income. This, again, why it's so critical. And you hear the phrase before. This is why income is more important than savings and investments, because savings and investments can run out. Income is something that comes in every week for the rest of your life.
Yeah. It's interesting also, because I think for some people who aren't, you know, I'm in my mid-50s. That's about all I'm going to admit to you. Mid-50s, but, you know, even thinking about, first of all, when I'm going to want to stop working, I always think it's never. My husband's like, you're never going to stop because you would go crazy in retirement. But let's just assume there's a day I want to slow down. You know, thinking about what it's going to cost me in retirement may be hard for people to even think about, right? Let's break it down a little bit further. I was doing this for myself a couple of weeks ago. Our house is now officially paid off, which is awesome, but we have high taxes, right? High real estate taxes in the state of Illinois. Kids are out of the house. They're off the payroll. That's pretty awesome. So you know what? Number one, our food bill went down, although mm-hmm. I will admit to sometimes still shopping like they live in my house because sometimes they drop by. But, you know, now I'm thinking about, well, what else do we want to do? Do we want to travel? Some people like to play golf and they have golf fees, you know, or they belong to the club. Or some people are supporting elderly relatives, like, you know, somebody who might be my Uncle Richard's age and needs some financial help. He doesn't. But, you know, there's so many of these things that go into what the cost of living is that I think it's hard to, you know, get their mind around it. When you've talked to some of your clients, Tom, how do you help them think about what's going to happen in the future, what their future world looks like? Because it's really hard, right?
It is hard. And I just tell them, look, there's no, you're never going to get to the penny. That's not going to happen. So let's not get caught up on that. Let's try to get as close as we can. You can put a fudge factor in, if you want to call it that, or a fun factor, you know, to say, I'm going to put another extra 10,000 in it. But you can get somewhat close to that number and have an idea, be in that range where to start to develop what your costs are. You brought those up. So again, track those things. You're going to need $2,000 a month. I hate to use that number. It sounds insane for healthcare. I need $1,000 a month for property taxes. Pretty soon you start adding things up and all of a sudden I need $6,000 or $7,000 a month just to maintain.
Yeah, and so you know, your $40,000 doesn't get you very far, right? For $7,000 a month, even I can do that math.
So this is why, you know, again, to eliminate some of the stress as much as possible, to minimize the uncertainty, this is why creating this income plan, which is only part of the of our retirement planning that we're talking about today, but if you can do that and create an income plan, that's why this is so important to really go through this exercise. And as I said, that's why I offered that income planning packet, because it can walk you through the process of putting this in place and at least provide some clarity.
So the Employee Benefit Research Institute, which really looks at this kind of stuff, predicts that 40% of U.S. households will actually have less money than they need in retirement, including 13% of baby boomers in the highest income quartile. We just have a minute left. But, you know, Tom, what's your best advice to people who are boomers who may already be retired or are heading in that direction and are really close to run, you know, may run out of money? Like, they know they're short. So what do you say to them?
Well, they, again, they have to really, the answer there is, if you need the income, number one, really sit back and reevaluate where your needs are, where your expenses are. I mean, that's part of it. I hate to say you don't really want to have to go back to work, but that may be part of it.
Working just a couple years longer because you're at your highest income that you're at.
Absolutely. And so these are things that you can do to address that and try to get things to extend throughout your life to have the income that you need.
Yeah. And I would just add that, you know, this last year, everybody saw that we could do with a whole lot less. I mean, we hardly spent anything, right? So if you needed to work a couple of years longer and save and, you know, all of that money or almost all of that money, you probably could do it, right?
It can make a huge difference because you're not withdrawing. You're actually saving. You may even be contributing. So sometimes 1 or 2 years can have a huge impact on your plan.
Well, we are already out of time. Again, I'm so sorry, but we hope everybody will come back next week for another edition of This Week in Wealth. And we hope you enjoyed this. You can find me at bestmoneymoves.com or on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever your social media takes you. If you want to ask Tom a question, you should go to alphawealthgroup.com, click on radio, fill out the form, or you can give Tom a call at the number 630-934-1855. I always enjoy these conversations, Tom. I'm really glad we're doing them.
Yeah, it's great to just have a conversation, especially if it's helpful to individuals that are listening, because you find they usually have a lot of the same questions that you have.
Yeah, well, I have an unlimited number, and I'm going to throw a bunch of you at you, a bunch of new questions at you next week as well, I promise.
That's fair. Okay.
All right. Have a great week, Tom.
All right. You too, Liz. Thanks.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, here's to your wealth.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.